Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies. Good evening, and welcome to another evening of Warrior Women for God Bible Study on Blog Talk Radio Show. I am Minister Andrea Freeman, and as always, I am extremely excited, and I feel truly honored for an opportunity to share with you what God has laid on my heart this evening. So therefore, I would just like to say thank you so much for joining us, and I celebrate you, as always, for making the sacrifices that so many other people wouldn't have made on this evening. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And tonight, I'm going to get right into the message because my message is a little bit lengthy, and I feel the need to share this message with you because we need so much more, and we need, as far as prayer is concerned, we need so much more. And I know that there's times where I'm challenged or I battle with praying, and I just want to share some things that I have been meditating and praying in my prayer hour and prayer time, in fact, and just help you the best way that I can on this evening with the teaching that I'm going to share with you. I want you to make sure, I always tell you to make sure you have a pen and paper, but this evening, I really need to make sure that you have the pen, paper, and the Bible, because if you don't, you're going to be doing a disservice to yourself. Trust me, this is how deep the message is going to be. For any newcomers that's coming onto our line or maybe new, we thank you so much, but I want to tell you that it's going to be a little bit deep, and it's normally the seasoned ones who will probably really, really understand, because I won't be doing any preaching or anything like that tonight. This is going to be 100% teaching only. So I won't be telling a whole bunch of personal stories, and I won't be telling a whole bunch of things to make you feel so inspired. But what I'm going to tell you should inspire you, because it's something that you really, truly, truly need to know. So again, I thank you on this evening, and I'm going to get right into the message because it's probably going to take me about 40 minutes or so to do so. And just before I do that, I just want to go into a brief prayer. And again, I'm going to tell you one more time, please make sure you have your Bibles. I know you do. Make sure you have pen and paper. You may want to have extra paper. That's how many notes you can take. I have so many scriptures for you, but unfortunately, the time won't allow me to cover every scripture, so I need you to be able to jot them down so you can go back in the future or reference those scriptures based on what I'm going to be speaking on this evening. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you on this evening. Lord, I humbly come before you, and I thank you for this day, Lord. I thank you for this hour, and thank you for this very minute, Lord. We thank you on this line tonight for our very own lives, Lord, which we don't take for granted. We thank you for your patience, Lord. We thank you for your everlasting love, God. God, we ask that you just help us to come against any mind, burn, and spirits, Lord, by casting out every stronghold in every area of our lives, Lord. We claim victory on tonight, Lord. We claim victory over every trick of the enemy, Lord, and that we will win this battle in our minds, Lord. We will win this battle against the enemy, Lord. Lord, we ask that you just give us rest, Lord. Please give us rest, for we know that there will be opposition, but with you, God, we know that all things are possible, and we claim rest on tonight. We claim Jesus' peace, God, in our mindset, and we just want to be peaceful in the midst of our turmoil, Lord. Lord, we trust you. We trust you with all of our hearts, Lord, and we're going to be leaning not to our own understanding, God. Father, we know that you're going to take care of us, and we know that all of our needs in our homes, in our jobs, in our businesses, in our families, or in our finances will be met, Lord. Lord, I ask that you just continue to help us, strengthen us in prayer, Lord. Tonight, the word that I'm going to share is in reference to prayer. And Lord, I thank you and ask that you open every mind and every heart to receive what you've given me today, Lord. If there's anyone on this line, Lord, that has experienced any type of loss in their family, with their loved ones or friends, Lord, I ask that you give them the strength, give them the comfort, and give them the peace, even in this difficult time right now, Lord. Lord, I ask that if there's any sickness and disease, Lord, heal them immediately, Lord. So I thank you, God. I thank you, and I know that we shall have victory over the gates of hell, Lord. I know that we will have victory, Lord. And I just want to say thank you again. And on this day, we call you to remove anything that's within any one of us that's not of you, Lord. I've been having that as my prayer, Lord, and I ask that you remove it from the women as well, if it's not of you, Lord. We'll continue to give you all the honor and all the glory and all the praise, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Father, I thank you, Lord. Thank you. I'm just excited. I'm really excited just to be in the land of the living. Do you know how special it is to be in the land of the living? Because guess what? Your alarm clock did not wake you up this morning. Because the alarm clock went off in some other homes, but some people never woke up. The good Lord woke you up this morning. So we have so much to be grateful for. If we got any aches, we're going to speak against those aches. We're going to say, I am well. Are we feeling sick? I'm not sick. I feel good. I feel well. I am healed because we have so much to be grateful for. So, again, I thank you, Father, and I thank you for all of the women that's on this line. My message on this evening is titled, Which Watch Is Yours? Which watch is yours? Most of us understand the importance of a prayer covering for ourselves and for our families and for our ministries. But did you know that a prayer covering for our well-being is essential? Again, I ask the question, did you know that a prayer covering for our well-being is essential? And so sadly, well, let me tell you why it is. What I'm thinking in my mind is very important because sadly people walk away from their families and their ministries due to stress, feeling burnt out, or feeling like a failure. What can we do about this? Sadly, so many people feel as if they're not adequately equipped to face the challenges they have in their finances, in their businesses, in their ministries, or even in their home. They feel like all the issues are negatively affecting their family. They are in a constant fight with depression. They just don't seem to be feeling like they're paid enough for the struggle they face daily. And that is so much financial trouble that they just want to keep their heads above water. They don't feel like they have anyone they can go to, no one at all, when they're in need, or anyone to just even talk to. And they're experiencing spiritual opposition. Those are some of the reasons that it's very important that we're covering our well-being. We're praying to cover that as well. And again, what can we do about this? Well, ladies, it's time that we start being strategic with our prayers and intercession. Yes, I said strategic. The need to be strategic has never been greater. Spiritual warfare can be intense, but if we're strategic with our prayers and intercession, we can experience great breakthrough. So we can't just be praying and jumping all over the place. I realize this myself, because if you aiming at nothing, you will hit every time. If you're not aiming at anything, you're going to hit every single time. You have to start being strategic in prayer and intercession, because strategic prayer and intercession will prepare you the way for the harvest. Strategic level prayer and intercession will cause our prayers to hit the enemy every time. See, we don't want to be aiming for nothing and just hitting nothing. We want to hit the enemy, and that will cause our prayers to hit the enemy every time. But first, you must put on your own oxygen mask. You have to put your own oxygen mask on first. Your personal devotion time with the Lord has first priority. I know I've said it a million times, but I'm seeing it again tonight. And if you only have a short amount of time, spend it connecting yourself. And what I'm going to share with you on tonight, how you can pray using prayer watches and what to pray during the time that you're using it. So that's what I'm going to share with you, how you can use prayer watches and what to pray during the times that you're using them. So So get your pen and pencils. Some of you have heard all about the prayer watchers, but then there are some people that may not have heard anything, may not know anything about the prayer watchers. In James chapter 5, verse 16, this is the NIV, we are told that the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. See, as we pray, we stand watch over our families. We stand watch over cities and nations. Just as men stood on city walls in the Bible to watch for approaching danger, God calls us to be modern-day watchmen and warn those who are in danger. He does. Our families, other people, that's what he calls us to do. You can find that in 2 Kings chapter 9, verses 17 to 18. So again, that's 2 Kings chapter 9, verses 17 to 18. And we are to watch not only for the enemy's activity, but also for the manifestation of God's plans. If we watch for the enemy and announce his activity, we can avert the devil's plan to steal, kill, and destroy what God has for us. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, verse 43, but know this, if the good man of the house had known in what the thief would come, in what watch, sorry, if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, that's the most important word, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. That's why our houses, our families are suffering. We have no idea in what watch the thief is coming. When he comes in and destroys our children, our families, our marriages, everything, we have no idea. But if we know, we can prevent it. And today, more than ever, it is important that we pray and seek the mind of the Lord. The kingdom of God, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And that's in Matthew 6, verse 10. Thy kingdom, God, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Major decisions we are confronted with require us to know God's individual will for our lives. It's a requirement. We have to know. The Holy Spirit is leading. We can discover God's will and expose the plans of the enemy through strategic prayer. And the Bible speaks of watches. That's what we're going to be talking about tonight. The Bible speaks of watches, which are specific times of the day or night. And there are basically eight watches. There's eight watches covering 24 hours. Okay, so it's eight watches covering 24 hours. And this is because everyone has a prayer watch. That includes you. You have a prayer watch. Even though you may not know it, the question is, which one is yours? If you pray, you have a prayer watch. In ancient Israel, watches were set out in three-hour shifts, beginning at sundown and then circling the clock after that. Each of these watches had his own prayer assignment, an area of strategic prayer and intercession. And this is why you may find yourself repeatedly praying at a specific time of the day or the evening. Have you ever found yourself in that place where you just, like, oh, gosh, just praying and you're all over the place? But it's always at a certain time. When you find yourself in a place where you're just talking to God, you're just praying, if you've ever been awakened during the night or you're wondering why you are being led to pray at specific times, it is probably because God wants you to pray or intercede for someone. And every prayer watch has a purpose. So let's get started with the very first prayer watch. Ready? Okay. First prayer watch is from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Remember, it's in three-hour increments, and that's why it's eight of them. 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., that's the evening transformational watch. From 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., that is the evening transformational watch. And your prayer focus during this time, this is a time, so if you anybody on this line prays between that, even if you don't, you just need to know about the watches. But anyway, during that time, your prayer focus is this is a time of supplication, confession, repentance, and strategic and prophetic national and global intercession. This is the period for covenant renewal with God. Through Jesus Christ, we have a covenant with God. You know that. In this watch, we can ask God to manifest the blessings of this covenant into our lives. And this is also the time to release judgment on the wicked and decree into the new day God's blessings upon our lives, our families, our church, our cities, and our nation. This is a time of quiet reflection. Jesus used the evening watch to go aside and pray. If you look in Matthew chapter 14, verses 15 to 23, tells you about how Jesus used the evening watch to go aside and pray. After the business of the day, it's time to release anxieties to the Lord before going to sleep. It is. This is a time to meditate on God's word. Meditation quiets our emotions. It does. It realigns our mind and frees our will to do the will of God. Okay? What we couldn't hear clearly early in the day, we will begin to hear during this time. During this watch, ask God to give you clear directions for the next day and about his call on your life. That's the 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Jesus also healed many sick people during this time. If you take a look at Mark chapter 1, verse 32, and Luke chapter 4, verse 40, you'll read about that. See, this watch right here is usually for those who have a strong apostolic calling and anointing to break strongholds and walls. This watch is for seasoned Christians who are determined to do mighty things with boldness in the Lord. So that's what that watch is for. Let me tell you before I move to the next watch, which will be the second watch, some other important scriptures, jot them down, important scriptures concerning the evening transformational watch from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. are Genesis chapter 1, verse 5, Daniel chapter 9, verses 1 to 23, Daniel chapter 10, verses 1 to 14. So those are some important scriptures as well. The second one is the 9 p.m. to 12 a.m., which is the night or seeking watch. Now, the prayer focus for this time, this is the time when tremendous revelation begins to flow. Like Daniel, do not leave the presence of God until he has fully downloaded the complete revelation he has for you. Don't leave his presence. This is 9 p.m. to midnight. During this watch, intercessors are able to impact the spiritual realm before the enemy gets ready to wreak havoc. You hear that? Your intercessors are able to impact the spiritual realm before the enemy gets ready to wreak havoc. Before. Psalm 119:62 says, at midnight, I will rise to give thanks to you because your righteous judgments. And it was at midnight, that midnight hour, that God struck down the firstborn of Egypt, which resulted in his people being released from captivity and set free to worship. This watch is a time when God deals with the enemies that are trying to keep us from entering into his perfect plan for our lives. In the natural, this time is characterized by deep darkness. Mm-hmm. In the spiritual realm, the second watch is when diabolical assignments and sabotage from the enemy are set in motion. Mm-hmm. And this is why it is important for intercessors at this watch to pray for God's protection over their families, their cities, and their nations. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. That is Psalm 68, verse 1. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. This is also the time for divine judgments, deliverance, prayer for the economy, tearing down walls of darkness, and all of the wicked structures from our economic, educational, religious, and political systems. Make sure that you pray aloud Psalm 59. Pray that aloud. And also Psalm 68, verses 1 to 4. Pray that was allowed. Pray that God will arise and scatter your enemies, or his enemies as well. Have a session of praise and worship, exalting God and commanding all creation to praise him. Make sure you also read Psalm chapter 148 too, aloud. Psalm chapter 148. And guess what? I actually worked on this message, and I read all these scriptures I'm giving you, I have read them. I don't remember them all, but I read them, wrote them. I've been reading them. For the first time, some of them, and some of them I've seen before. But we have to start reading, going back and referencing. So that's a 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. night to watch. And just before I let you off of that one, some other important scriptures for that for the night seek and watch are Song of Solomon, chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. Jeremiah, chapter 6, verse 5. And Acts, chapter 20, verse 7. Okay, next is the 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. transitional breakthrough watch. That's midnight to 3 o'clock in the morning. And the prayer focus, this is the demonic bewitching hour, where there are high demonic activities from midnight to 3 a.m. Pray that the strong man be bound. You must deal the enemy a death blow. You have to. In the world, this is the beginning of graveyard shift. I know you heard that, like when people go to work or whatever, but this is the beginning of graveyard shift. And declare that plots and plans of the enemy will be overthrown. You have to declare it, decree and declare it. This is a period of much spiritual activity. This watch hour will strengthen our faith. Well, actually, your faith, my faith, all our faith, this watch hour does. It is the same time that Peter denied Christ three times. And I know everybody knows about that. Peter denied Christ three times. If you read Matthew's chapter 26, verses 34 and 74. Read Mark chapter 144, verse 30. Luke chapter 22, verse 34. John chapter 13, verse 38. And it's the witching hour also. And this watch is the witching hour. This watch is the darkest and most demonic part of the night, especially at midnight. Witches, warlocks, and satanists, they have fun and start their craziness during this part of the night. See, the devil operates at this time because this is the time that men and women, us, are asleep. We indeed sleep at this time, and there are not as many people praying to oppose him. So that's why he operates at this time. If you read 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 20, you'll read about that. This watch calls for seasoned intercessors. You must not be afraid of witchcraft during this watch. You can't. Because the Lord has given us dominion and authority over all things. This watch is geared for those who already know how to use their spiritual armor and war against the enemy. That's what we got to be working on. This is the time to pray against satanic attacks on your life, your family members, your marriages, your churches, your communities. This is the time. And we are most vulnerable to the devil's attacks because, again, at this time, we're asleep. Declare Psalm chapter 91. That's what I always say, call 911, but we're not going to start with verse 1. It's Psalm 91 verses 5 to 6, you can read about that, for divine protection of your family, of yourself, your church, your city, and the nation. And this is also to set your day before it begins. This is the time to set your day before it begins. So set your day before it even begins during this time. If you get up and pray that time of the night, make sure you're setting your day before it begins. It's time for spiritual warfare. It's time to strengthen yourself spiritually and seek direction. And this time is also a time to pray for release from every prison, every prison. It also dreams flow during this hour. And often we awaken during this time with dreams that God has given to us. Get your little book, lay it next to your bed. So if you wake up and then the next morning you don't remember it, jot it down. so that you don't be in a position where, what was that I woke up and I thought about? Oh, my goodness, I do it all the time. So during this time is when we wake up with those dreams a lot of time. God uses dreams and visions to bring instruction and counsel to us as we are asleep. He also reveals areas where we need to concentrate our prayers and intercession on as well. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men. This is, I'm reading the scripture out of Job now. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men while slumbering on their beds, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction. That's Job chapter 33, verse 15. See, the devil can also attack you in your dreams. That, and what I mean by the devil can attack you in your dreams, you know how you have nightmares? That's an attack. When you have nightmares in your dreams, that's the devil attacking you. So always pray before you go to sleep and ask God to keep you from the enemy's devices. You always have to do that. Okay, the next watch, or before I go on to the next watch, for that, a couple other important scriptures. Quickly, Exodus chapter 11, verse 4, Exodus chapter 12, verse 29, Judges chapter 16, verse 3, Ruth chapter 3, verse 8, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 20, Job 34, verse 20, Acts 16, verse 25. I'm going to try to speed up a little bit because I know we're getting there on time, and we aren't that far, but we're going to go to the next one, which is the third one, and that's the 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. graveyard or prophetic watch. 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. is the graveyard or prophetic watch, and the prayer focus for this one, well, I would say be careful of demonic ambush of sleepiness, 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. I'm always sleepy and falling off the bed and all kinds of stuff about 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. But we have to be careful of that. You must continue to wrestle until you see the face of God. This fourth watch is always important because this is the last watch of the night. This is the time that satanic agents who went out to perform their activities are returning to their bases. Yep. So, actually, yeah, this is the fourth watch. I said the third one, but this is actually the fourth watch. This is the time of the morning when the Israelites were delivered from slavery in Egypt. If you read Exodus chapter 12 and 14, this is also the time Jesus walked on the water to help the disciples who were caught in the storm. And that is in Matthew chapter 14, verses 25 to 33. This is the time to establish the course of your day. By speaking God's word and breaking everything that would attempt to hinder his will for your life to manifest on third day. Psalm chapter 19, verse 2. And this is the time where you command your morning. Read Matthew chapter 24, verse 43. It says, but know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered. Remember I said that? His house to be broken up. So I'm repeating what I read to you before. This is a disciplined prayer watch for those who have the power and training to wake up early in the morning and set the atmosphere. Sometimes that's hard for me. I could stay up all night long doing a whole bunch, but by 6 o'clock in the morning, I might be just falling asleep. This is why everybody needs to know their watch. This is a time for all of the enemy's plans and strategies to fail. This watch is for gaining territory, establishing the spirit of prosperity, and stopping the devil from hijacking blessings and favor. This prayer watch sets our day before it even begins. And this is an opportunity to set things in place for the devil and his demons have a chance to ruin it. Accidents, deaths, thefts, job loss, and any other acts of the devil can be stopped during this watch when intercessors obey the voice of the Lord to fill the morning with powerful prayers. It's also a time for declaring God's word. This is a time for angelic activity or intervention and a time for blessings from heaven. When we pray, the Lord hears our prayers, and he sends angels to work on our behalf. Consecrate all the work for the day and pray for protection for God's people throughout the day. Make sure you're praying for everybody. You will make your prayer to him. He will hear you, and you will pay your vows. You'll also declare a thing, and it'll be established for you if you declare it. So light will shine on your ways. You will make your prayer to him. Just make it, and he's going to hear you. And the light's going to shine on your ways. Read Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28 on that. I have some other scriptures for that, but I need to keep moving. To the fifth prayer watch, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Breakthrough watch, yep. Breakthrough watch, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Now, this is the breaking of a new cycle or new day watch. Pray that God will make all the things new for fresh starts. Between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m., pray that he's making everything new. Fresh start. Prepare yourself to receive new and fresh revelation. Continue to declare victory over all your adverse situations and circumstances. And this is also a time that God strengthens Christians. Read Acts, because I don't have time to read it. Chapter 2, verse 15, and Psalm chapter 2, 7 and 9, verses 7 and 9. The spiritual significance of sunrise is having Jesus Christ, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, rise over us. He rises over us. That's in Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. You can read that. During this watch, pray for such issues as healing in your body. Pray for your relationships, your family, the government, and the economy. You know we need to pray for that. Make sure that you pray for that between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. And it's also a time for the Holy Spirit to prepare us for service. That's in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 30, and Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12. Acts chapter 2, verse 15 says, it was the third hour of the day when the Holy Spirit, or 9 a.m. or something, it was the third hour of the day. I didn't remember saying this. It was the third hour of the day when the Holy Spirit descended in the upper room on the day of Pentecost to equip the 120 disciples for service. The third hour of the day. Regular work schedules usually begin between the hours of 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. Yeah, most people have to be at work between that time, because I know I have to be at work close to that time, even though I'm never there when it's time to be there almost. As you step out, ask the Holy Spirit to equip me for the day. Okay, so I'm going to skip over the additional verses on this one as well. 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., that morning watch is the next morning watch, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. We are on the sixth prayer watch. 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. is the morning watch. And the prayer focus for that hour, those hours, this is the hour dedicated to breaking up the fallow ground and plowing and planting from 9 a.m. to 12. Use God's word in prayer. Spend time reading scripture and in praise and worship. Expect strong prophetic winds to blow during this morning watch right here. You'll receive visions and angelic visitation as well. You will. You'll receive all kinds of visions. 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. I know a lot of times I'm just sitting there and something just comes to my a vision of something just comes to my mind. This is also a time to see God's promises fulfilled. This is a time to watch for the Lord, the word of the Lord, to be fulfilled in your life. This is also the time to receive the supply of all resources needed for every project God has assigned you to fulfill. That's Exodus chapter 12, verses 35 to 36. Okay, and this also is a time that the Israelites got everything that they had to use to build the tabernacle in the wilderness. So pray for the provision to accomplish whatever God wants you to do. And it's time to reflect on the power of the cross, like healing, prosperity, forgiveness, and strength. During this time, Christ was sentenced and crucified at the third hour, or 9 a.m. Mark chapter 15, verse 25, and Matthew chapter 27, 45. You can read that on your own time. After having been on the cross for 3 hours, darkness came upon the face of the earth at 12 p.m. and continued until 3 p.m. when the period of darkness ended. Because of Christ's crucifixion, we must crucify the deeds of our flesh, according to Romans chapter 8, verses 12 to 15. We must take up our cross and commit ourselves to Christ during this time, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. The seventh watch, prayer watch, if you pray between 12 p.m. and 3 p.m., This is the transitional or apostolic supernatural watch. The transitional or apostolic supernatural watch. And the prayer focus is, this is a time for strong spiritual warfare. Also a time for corporate gatherings of the saints for supernatural deliverance and miracles. War and protect your prophetic destiny in those things that God has manifested as blessings. Now, once you have prophetically birthed something, you must build prayer. You got to have prayer shields and firewalls to protect it from premature death. I'm sure most of us know that, but you have to. Midday is an hour of rest, and this is midday, 12 to 3. It's an hour of rest and a time to seek the Lord. During this watch from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m., Christ was on the cross atoning for the sins of the world and restoration man's relationship with God. Additionally, Peter had a vision of the clean and unclean animals, which God used to let Peter know that God was including the Gentiles in his redemptive plan. Also, it was during this watch that Daniel went home to pray. And unfortunately, this is also the time for destruction to run rampant in our nation. So 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. is also a time for destruction to run rampant in our nation. It's a time of secret place of the secret place of the Most High. Read Psalm 91:1 for that. It is very important to pray in line with Acts 10, chapter 10, verse 9. So pray in line with that, and also in line with Psalm 91. I think I mentioned it earlier. Psalm 91, 5 and 6, and 14. This is the time to pray, to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. That's what those scriptures say in that. And making the Most High your habitation. See, pray and cut off all the satanic arrows that's being released at this time. That's what you do at this time, so that they will not get to you or your family. You have to do this. Time of letting your light shine. This is the time of letting your light shine. And if you read Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18, the midday is the beginning of the sixth hour, the 12 p.m. That's the beginning of the sixth hour. And this is the time when the sun is at its fullest and brightest. So pray that your life would be bright. 12 p.m. to 3 p.m., this is the time when the sun is at its fullest and brightest. Pray that your life will be bright. This is also the time to pray to not be led into any temptation, any trap or snare of the enemy. Number 7. Number 8, we're wrapping up here. The final one, the final prayer watch is number 8. That's 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. That's the afternoon watch. And afternoon watch, our prayer focus for the afternoon watch, as the sun sets, press into the secret place of God for protection. This is a time for heavy seduction to give into temptation for your entire church body. While most people are out and about, you'll be tempted to follow sometimes. Sometimes people will be going out because it's 3 to 6 p.m., you know, whatever. They're going to go out and go somewhere. And it's not necessarily a bad place, but sometimes you'll be tempted to follow, just like the other people. Ask God to protect your resources, whether it's your ministers at your church, the ministerial staff, the support staff, if you have a business, that support staff, your business relationships or your employees, and other people from the spirit of the Belial. That's what it is, the spirit of Belial. This is an hour that's not strongly covered, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's not strongly covered. And the enemy knows when we're uncovered, and that's when he strikes at this time. So we have to make sure we pray at this hour because he strikes at this time. This is also the hour of dying to self and rejoicing in the power of Jesus Christ. See, Jesus Christ died on the cross during this watch. And he took on the sins of man so that we could be reconciled to God through his blood. And those who accept Jesus' sacrifice, of course we know, they can now live a triumphant life, right? They can live a triumphant life through him, and they're allowed to come boldly before the throne of God the Father. And as Jesus died and was resurrected, just as he died and was resurrected, I'm looking at so many scriptures written on inside of this paper. So the Bible calls us to die to self and live for Christ. Apostle Paul said in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, that's the NIV, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. After his resurrection, Jesus Christ gave us power to live a life of victory and the authority to accomplish God's will here on earth. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of age. That's Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 and 20. I can't go on with any other scriptures. I see we're at 8:40. But, ladies, I just wanted to, and again, I know it wasn't a lot of preaching and personal stories. I had to share this because we are going deeper. Most of the people that are probably on this line are people that have been with us from the beginning. And we got to stop feeding you formula and baby food. Yeah, again, you have to start eating some steak and some table food sometimes. We have to stop, you know. I mean, it's okay for us to, you know, give you, of course, always things to empower you, because this can empower you if you know what watch you're on. This can help you determine which watch is yours. But what I mean is, you know, always telling you, you know, some of the things that you've already heard, that, you know, the Lord is your shepherd and you shall not want. We all we've heard that. But we need to get into unfamiliar places and start understanding things that we didn't understand before. And I know one of the things I didn't understand is anything about any prayer watches. But I've been looking and reading about it for the past 3 weeks. And I plan on continuing to keep going into it for another week. I've been trying, because I'm trying to determine some things myself, and I think it's very important that we know, because the enemy is running rampant. You know that. On our families, our jobs, he's doing, and if he can't get us, he goes to the weakest link. You know, most of the time the weakest link could be somebody like your significant other or your children. It doesn't make a difference who it is. He's going after him. He's going to do whatever he can to get to you if he can't get to you directly. So, again, we need, is very important, and it's essential for our well-being, because we can relieve a lot of stress. We can relieve a lot of saying, hey, you know what, I'm done. I want to throw in the towel. We can let all of that go if we just know a little bit more about the prayer watches. That's important. So that's why I wanted to share with you tonight, because as we go deeper into whether it's prayer, Bible study, the Word, whatever it is, we have got to get in tune. We got to get in line. We've got to start having a better understanding of what's going on. We do. And how to pray, and, you know, and what to recognize, what to watch out for, and how to deal with the enemy, and how to the battle when you're in spiritual warfare. We need to know these things. So, ladies, I'm not going to hold you longer, but I will tell you, thank you so much. If there's anyone who would like to speak, if you could just press 1, and I will release your line. So that you may speak, you may want to just tell a little bit about your week or your day. You may want to share a testimony. You may want to talk about last week when Minister Erica ministered. If you want to mention anything about Monday when Minister Keisha actually did the prayer, you can press 1 and I will release your line. Just before I do that, I want to ask that you join us again next Thursday. If you have been missing a Bible study, or you have family and friends that need this Bible study, please get on the line. Please invite your family and friends. We not only appreciate you, but we need you and need them to be on this line, because we all have to go together. We need to move to the next level together. We need to come out of all these dark places together. We can't grow alone, and we can't go alone. We need to take people with us. And as saints of God, all of us need to do that. So please make sure you're inviting somebody. We'll be here next Thursday, same time. And I want to also give you the number for our Warrior Women for God prayer call, and that is on Mondays. and you cannot miss that call. That call is phenomenal. If you're missing Minister Keisha, she's been praying over people and blessed, and I've been getting a lot of good reports. She's been truly blessing different families, and we have a lot of different testimonies about things she's prayed, and she's definitely prophetic. So make sure you're getting on there. I know that sometimes on Mondays, you know, it's the first day back to the week and all that other stuff. It's okay. Just get on the line and put your family in prayer. Put your family in prayer. And right now, I say, you know what? We're almost at a weekend, and we're at the end of the week, but guess what? It's not the end of what God's going to do in our lives. So thank you so much for getting on here. Let me give you that number for Monday nights. Monday night, the number is 712-432-3100. Again, that's 712-432-3100. The code is 283302. Again, that is 283302. Okay, so caller with the last four digits of 5915, you are live on the air, 5915.
Good evening, Andrea. This is Marcia. Thank you so much for the excellent Bible study. I think it's well needed. We do need to know about spiritual warfare. The enemy is attacking us on so many ends, and we're not aware of it, and we don't have the we're not using the necessary weapons that we have to combat him. So I thank you so much. The scriptures were very informative. I tried to write down all of them. I missed a couple of them, but I did get the majority of them. And I want to say that I haven't been on the Bible study for a while now, but I'm so grateful that I'm able to connect back in. You ladies are doing a wonderful job, and I'm grateful also for the intercessory prayer that's done on Monday night. Believe me, prayers have been answered through intercessory. So I thank you all so much for being obedient and keeping in line with what God is telling you all to do. So thank you so much, and thank Erica and Minister Keisha. And I do apologize because I know you all are ministers, so no disrespect to you all. But I thank all of you ministers, lady women of God, for doing what God is calling you to do. Excellent, excellent Bible study.
Well, thank you, Ms. Marcia, and we're not so wrapped up in titles. I know for me, as far as I'm concerned, I'm Andrea. Personally, I'm not wrapped up in the title. I appreciate you joining us online. I thank God for letting me be who I am, Andrea Freeman. And just thank you so much. And we've been praying for you in your absence, so we definitely are happy to have you back on the line. Thank you for all of your continued support. You've been one of the ones that's been around for a while as well. So just thank you so much again. I appreciate you and glad to have you back on the line. Carla, with the last four digits of 8621, you are live on the air, 8621.
Hello, baby. God bless you.
God bless you, Mother Gordon.
Oh, okay. You got me this week. Okay. Bless your heart. Okay, darling, this was really, really terrific. I mean, out of all of my almost 67 years, I'm telling you, I've never had it broke down in this in a level like this, and this is beautiful. I mean, I never would have dreamed of this, the way you broke this down tonight. You know, I'm familiar with the scriptures, a lot of the scriptures, but I'm saying you broke it down so beautiful, and you was telling us the time that we need to pray for certain situations and different circumstances, and this is absolutely superb. It really, really is, and I thank God for you, and I thank God for how you're growing in the Lord, and, oh, he's just blessing you by leaps and bounds. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And so I'm just proud of you, baby, and I want you to keep the good work up, you know, because at the end, it's going to be counted. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The Lord will never forget anything that you did in his name, you know, and that you gave him the glory. So this is a great blessing. I didn't catch it all. I'm like the sister. I was right fast. And, oh, my goodness. But if you don't mind, if you have it already written out, you know, type of whatever, a form that you can just print it on a sheet and just mail it to me, baby, you know. Just mail me the whole the whole thing, then I'll have it all together. Because I was writing as fast as I could, but I'm like the sister. You know, I couldn't get it all at all the time. But I got a lot, but I want to get the whole lesson because that was so beautiful. I never seen this done like this before. You know, so you did something very phenomenal for me tonight. And as I heard the other sister, you did also, blessed her also. So thank God, baby. And I just love you. I do. And I'm sorry I couldn't get through last week. I tried, but I didn't get through. I kept hearing your name, the hostess Q. But no. Last week was Erica, wasn't it? It was the last time that you spoke. I couldn't get into to your, you know, program. But anyway, thank God I got in tonight. And I bless the Lord for you, and I just want you to keep your hands to the gospel plow and keep being a sweet young lady in the Lord, and I do declare you'll go long ways in Christ. All right, darling. God bless you all, and have a good night.
Thank you, Brother Gordon. We truly appreciate you as well. And Erica did explain to me that you were trying to get through, and it really wasn't you. It was something on our end. It was releasing or opening the lines delayed, and I'm sorry that I missed you. So I truly apologize for that week before last. I will make sure that I get your information from Erica tomorrow and put the message in the mail for you tomorrow. So you should get it maybe early next week. But we thank you so much for being the mother of the line. We thank you for your continued support and prayers as well. So we thank you for everything that you do and you help out on Mondays. We truly appreciate you, Brother Gordon. So thank you. And you have a blessed and wonderful evening. Ladies, this is getting late here for us. And I thank you. And I want to still be respectful of your time. I don't want anyone to feel like they're not going to come back on the line because I took too long. So I want to say thank you. I know it's 10 minutes to 9, but I truly appreciate you. And I hope that the message was helpful to you. I know that some of the stuff may not be as easily understood, but you can always go back on blogtalkradio.com/warriorwomenforgod and re-listen to the message at your own pace and take notes or whatever if you missed anything. But I want you to make sure that you know which watch is yours. So thank you, and you have a great night. We look forward to having you back on the line next week.